This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Going to these training camp things, and we love doing Camp Darling Island, which we'll do here in just a minute, and talk about some of the people who are safe or not safe or where we are in those circumstances. But as I got into this, I was starting to think about whose job is safe or not.
Okay.
We talk about this more in baseball sometimes, but in football, it decidedly does matter. So going into the year, defensive staff, offensive staff, players and coaches, I think, are up for grabs. Whose job really is on the line? And I was trying to decide, first off, in the coaching department, I think there are two that we could at least entertain as a conversation. You could tell me it's no, but the two are Matt Nagy and Andy Heck. They have continued to give and a lot of respect for Andy Heck during this time, but his offensive line's coming up short a lot lately. And sometimes when you're making changes, you make them to make them. So the question is, Gold, is Andy Heck or Matt Nagy or anyone else on the defensive side, I'm not thinking of, are they at risk this year? Or Connor, you know, like, is anybody in the staff at risk this year when or if, not when, if the offense comes up short of expectations?
Yeah, if the offense does, I mean, specifically, if, look, we like what we're seeing from Josh Simmons, but if you tell me that Kingsley at guard fails, if Josh Simmons doesn't perform at a level that we think he can, then I think the Andy Heck stuff becomes more of a conversation. Even though I will say it would have to come from higher almost than Andy. Like, you would almost have to have...
You think it has to be like Clark's coming down.
Clark would have to say you got to make a change. I don't think Andy's loyal, right? Like, I understand they moved on from Bob Sutton back in the day, but it would have to take something like that. It would have to be something cost them a chance at a Super Bowl. Not just that in the Super Bowl they don't play well. I'm talking about, like, it's very obvious this is holding them back from even getting to a divisional round or a chance, you know, something that hasn't happened during this run. Andy Heck would be the name. Matt Nagy, sure, but as I always defend him on this, because whenever things are going great on offense, we all say it's Andy, and I think it is, by the way. Huh? Whenever it's not going well, we don't blame Andy. We all say, and I say we, I'm just saying very general, people blame Matt Nagy. So I don't know why that's something that happens. I guess it's just the nature of being in the spot he's in that you're never going to get the credit because it's Andy Reid. And I think he's fine with that, by the way. Like, I get the sense that he doesn't care. But that would be the name to watch as well if all of a sudden the offense doesn't revert back to kind of where it has been. Because obviously Andy and Mahomes and Spags and these guys aren't going anywhere.
No. Or should they? Or any of the other, like, yeah. I mean, there's like... Ones we don't even have to, like, kick around on it. And I think Nagy would still take, like, almost catastrophic failure, Gold, because Andy Reid does not let go of people lightly. He just doesn't. He He's very careful about it and poised. Even there were calls for Bob Sutton's gig long before he was actually let go by the team. Look, and you can mention players. Here's the truth. Sky Moore's job's not on the line. He doesn't have a job. Like, you know,
wow,
like.
Wow, yeah. He's going to get cut. We all know that. Or traded for a late round pick or something.
Yeah, I just don't think that there's, like, a job to be had there unless there's some injury that occurs outside of there. Tyquan Thornton has been significantly more active during this time than any other version of it. I think Isaiah Pacheco is playing for his job next year on this team, as in this is his chance to secure the fact that he's maybe a running back who gets a short deal. Juwan Taylor, I think it's the same thing. I think he doesn't have a job.
That's a contract year for him.
Like, other than that, this is why I asked the question. It is kind of interesting to me that once I start going through these things, there aren't that many guys playing for their job. It's Joshua Williams. It's Isaiah Pacheco. These are the guys who are vying to remain a part of the roster. Here's the one I'm going to toss in that I don't think you've thought of. I think Harrison Butker is too. Harrison Butker, over the last 5 years, has been the eighth most accurate kicker during that time. He is the most accurate kicker in the playoffs.
When it matters most, he makes every big kick.
Yeah, so I'm not going to glaze over that and just pretend like that's not a part of the gold. I'm definitely bringing it up. But he's the highest paid kicker. I don't think it's an accident that he's been out here earlier than every other player, constantly working on this stuff. You can't be the highest paid kicker gold and be the 12th best. You have to be one of the five best to be the highest paid kicker over the life of the contract and actually see out the end of it. I don't think he's on a thin line, but if it's another year where he's kind of like last year, where he was like good, but not great, then won't you start looking at that number if you're the Chiefs and say, well, maybe we could do something cheaper? I'm not saying you wouldn't have a job or another job, but they moved on from kickers because they got expensive. That happens in the league a lot. That's all.
Yeah, the Butker thing, it's just a financial worry.
Yeah, it's a money thing.
But I don't think in his case, I don't care what the percentage is in the regular season unless it becomes like a serious problem.
If he's league average,
big reason why they have made these Super Bowls. He has made some of the biggest kicks in the NFL over the last decade. Honestly, if you think about big kicks, I know for a while prior to the recent stuff, Justin Tucker was viewed as that guy. Other than Adam Vinatieri, in the last 15 years, I would say, 20 years, Harrison Butker is the most clutch kicker in the league. It's not close.
I guess for what it's worth, next year he won't get cut. He's actually playing for it 2 years from now, so we're probably having this is a longer conversation with him.
I'm not worried about
it. I didn't realize how bad his dead cap is.
He also is healthy now.
Do you realize, though? His cap is $7.3 million next year. $7 million for a kicker.
And the cap keeps going up. Again, I'll say he is as clutch as any kicker over the last 25 years outside of Adam Vinatieri.
And in the playoffs, yeah.
And that's what matters, right? Especially when we're talking about a team that has Super Bowl aspirations every single time. I mean, he is somebody that I have no concerns about making the clutch kick when it matters most, and that's all you care about and should care about. And I also think he's healthy, this guard. I was getting ready to say, I mean, as we've watched him out here, he's not dropping down to that one knee like he was doing a year ago. Clearly was bugged by that. So I think we're going to see also just a better regular season. But, man, the guy's making kicks in AFC title games and Super Bowls. That's all I deep down care about. And I think fans, that's all they care about.
That's interesting. You don't care about the regular season misses when they occur or not?
Because he's not costing them games.
That's fair. I mean, I can't single out a game where I'm like, they should have won that game, but they didn't because he didn't hold up his end of the bargain. So, like, to your defense, I can't, like...
You would agree, though. If you think about kickers in the last 25 years, there's nobody more clutch than him and Vinatieri.
Yeah, correct.
Not even close. Big-time kicks.
And he even missed some playoff ones, yeah. He's the most... Other than Vinatieri, he's going to go down as the most clutch playoff kicker of all time.
And that's what we're talking about here.
Vinatieri even when he didn't have the big leg and he wasn't making the big kicks and all the other stuff that kind of came with it because they figured the playoffs matter more than
the
rest.
I have no concern about Harrison Butker entering this season.
I have a little just because I've told you, when you look at the numbers, he has not been like, whoa. He's not been a world beater in the regular season. He's been about a league average kicker over the last 5 years in the regular season. Now, I'm not trying to pretend, again, that the playoffs don't matter because during those, I think he's missed like maybe three kicks the whole damn time and has made, including the Super Bowl that they won, when he had to make like 78 kicks and made them all and had a chance to actually win Super Bowl MVP. So I'm not here to tell you, like, yeah, he didn't, but he had a chance to win it. And that's crazy in its own right. I guess nobody else. The regular season stuff makes it hard.
He would have to uncharacteristically struggle in the early part of the season out of nowhere. And again, I'll say we'll find out, I guess, during preseason too. You guys watch, when you watch, hopefully listen to the radio broadcast, but if you're watching as well on Saturday night, you'll notice that he doesn't drop down to the I don't know if it was the left knee or whatever the plant leg was. Mm-hmm. He's not doing that this year because he's healthy. That to me have impacted him last year. So I'm not worried about what we're going to see from Butker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.